Mineral Area College in Park Hills. It is sophomore night for the Mineral Area College men's basketball team. They're going to host a familiar opponent in the St. Louis Community College, the St. Louis Archers. And looking at the MCC-AC conference standings coming into tonight, Mineral Area looking at a 4-2 mark. Sitting in the middle of the pack, looking up at State Fair and at Three Rivers, sits atop of the MCC-AC. When you look at the Region 16 standings, Mineral Area number 13 in the country at 5-2 in the region standings. St. Louis Community College comes into tonight 11-15 overall, 0-7 in the MCC-AC. The 13th-ranked Mineral Area College Cardinals come in at 24-4. Before we get too far down the line, we did have a chance to catch up with Coach Luke Strege and get his thoughts about sophomore night, his first, and we'll check into that in a few minutes on KREI.
Hey, Rhonda.
Yes, Jerry.
You won't believe the display over at Tanglewood.
It's beautiful. I love the open effect with that beautiful covered patio off the back.
You've been on my turf, girl.
What I like about Tanglewood is all of the standard features that they include. The fronts all have stone or brick on them. Deep garages that are 22 foot deep, full basements.
Also, Rhonda, we've got rough-in bathrooms in the basement already in the concrete. We've got garage door openers included, stainless steel appliances with the microwave, smooth top stove, and dishwasher.
Oh, and don't forget the painted wood trim and paneled doors, and they get a choice of doors. Homes at Tanglewood start at $174.9 base price, and this includes all of those standard options we just mentioned.
And more.
Give us a call at REMAX Best Choice, 636-931-7653.
Private showings anytime, 314-650-3024.
Truck month at your home with a Noble Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Hi, this is Brad Smith with the biggest truck month ever. Right now, get a 2016 Ram, Bighorn, Quad Cab, or Crew Cab with a $2,000 rebate plus 0% for 84 months. And how about a 2016 Ram Quad Express with a $1,000 rebate plus 84 months at 0%? How about a 2016 Ram Express with a $1,000 rebate plus 0% for 84 months? And we don't forget our van buyers. All 2016 Town & Countries and Grand Caravans have a huge $4,000 rebate. Looking for a pre-owned? Be sure to check out our large selection of state-inspected and warranted, all here at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus or lucassmith.com.
Home of the Noble Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Noble.
Getting set for pregame tonight as the Mineral Area College men host St. Louis Community College in an earlier season rematch. Alongside for our pregame, head coach of the MAC men, Coach Luke Strege. Coach, the last time you saw this team on the court, 5-point margin of victory. You got a lot of incentive tonight. A lot of these guys playing their last home game. What are your thoughts headed in?
Yeah, so it's our last regular season home game for five guys or sophomores, and hopefully some of our freshmen as well. St. Louis is a really, really good team. Their coach, Coach Collins, in my opinion, is the best coach in this region. So what he's done with this group is outstanding. And they really are hard to guard in the half court because they have so many counters that if you take away something, they hit you back door. Or if you take away this, then they cut off this guy. Like, they're really well coached. They're a tough team to play because they're so small as well. So you would think that would help you. But defensively, like, it's hard for some of our guys to match up against a 5'11", 6-foot guard who can play on the perimeter. It's just something that we don't see as much, especially once we get into region play, and then we have to jump back in against a smaller team. Listen, at their place, we were very fortunate to win. They actually outplayed us at their place. We've got to come out here and play well to win this game.
And a lot of emotion maybe on the line tonight, or how much stock has the team put into what is sophomore night tonight?
Yeah, so we've talked about it, and I made sure that we talked about it a couple times so that they weren't surprised by anything that happens. We're big on routine and understand what's going on. So we talked about it. I think for the guys, they're okay. It's just a game.
And how are you?
It's going to be hard.
Yeah.
It's my first one as a head coach, and I will only coach one group of sophomores like in my first year ever. Like this is the team that helped me start what we're planning on building here, I guess. and it'll all go back to these five guys. And so it's going to be hard for me to manage the emotion of the game because these five guys are so important to me.
So what do you have to do well tonight to get let's call them your cornerstone sophomores, their final home win?
Yeah, we've got to rebound the basketball well, and not because of their size, right? They shoot a tremendous amount of threes, and that leads to long rebounds. And a lot of times loose ball rebounds are won by speed, so they actually offensive rebound pretty well. Those long rebounds for us can get us out in transition because they really want to play in the half court and make this a 55-60-point basketball game. We want to make this an 85-90-point basketball game. If we can secure those long rebounds, number one, we got to make them miss. If we can secure those rebounds, we then can run because in the half court, they want to be really patient, and then defensively they want to pack it in on you. They want to play zone on you. They want you to take 25 seconds off the shot clock and then shoot a jump shot because they are so small at the rim. So rebounding for us on the defensive end is actually going to lead to some things if we can do it well. And then we've got to find ways to turn them over and speed this basketball game up and not get soft on the offensive end because they want us to shoot jump shots. We've got to continue to attack. And that doesn't mean that we're not going to shoot jump shots, but we've got to at least put pressure on the paint first, pressure the rim, and then if we can kick it out for our type shots that we want, those are great shots and we've got to shoot them in.
You hear that? Styles make fights, and it sounds like we're in for a good one tonight. The Mac men getting set to take on the Archers for sophomore night from the Bob Seekers Fieldhouse on KREI. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time.
Attention, farmers. When's the last time you had your farm insurance reviewed? Hi, I'm Dennis Best of Best Farm Insurance Agency. For 28 years, I've been committed to the farm insurance market. Let's sit down today before it's too late and review your coverage. Is your liability coverage enough? Do you have replacement cost coverage on your outbuilding, snow load? Do you have your hay, livestock, and equipment covered correctly? Call me today, 1-800-780-8210, or see us at bestfarminsurance.com.
Did you know that Earth Mother Health Foods, LLC, is owned and operated by our family for 24 years here in Farmington? This is Mary Lee. I would like to thank all of our customers for allowing myself and our well-informed staff to help you live a healthier life the natural way. We have expanded to now 4,000 square feet to include V-Tree Originals, custom tie-dye and art by our daughter, Vicky, the artist. That's Earth Mother Health Foods in downtown Farmington.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593 because MAC is your next step.
You step back into a pretty nice junior college environment, the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse tonight at sophomore night for the Mineral Area College men. They're introducing and honoring some of the sophomores, not only the basketball team getting the recognition so far, but we've acknowledged one of the MAC dancers, we've acknowledged a MAC cheerleader, and one of the cheerleaders moving on to continue their career at a four-year university. When you look at the sophomores on this Mineral Area College basketball team, five sophomores that will be playing their final home game tonight at the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse, and each of those five individuals is going to be acknowledged and honored at midcourt, and it's a pretty cool setup that they've got, about a 2.5-foot-tall plaque with the picture of the player, the team picture, and everybody getting their own moment at midcourt. The five sophomores for this year's Mineral Area College basketball team. Number two, Joshua Trent, a 6-foot guard out of Chicago, Illinois. Number four, Montel Goodwin, a 6'2" sophomore out of Cleveland, Ohio. Number 11, Kellyon Williams, a 6'6" sophomore, Greenville, Mississippi. Elliot Sentence, he's a 6'6" forward from Whetstone, England. And Daniel Norrell, a 6'2" guard out of Clarksville, Tennessee. Those are the five sophomores that are being honored and acknowledged at midcourt before our game. We'll step aside for two more minutes, and we'll get set for tip-off between Mack and St. Louis Community College coming up on KREI.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Do you like riddles? How about this one? What kind of window is neither made of glass nor wood, is short, not tall, and once open and then closed, may not open again? If you said the window of opportunity, you're correct. That window is yours right now with the low fixed mortgage rates New Era Bank is currently offering. So even if you didn't get the riddle, you can still use the window by calling New Era today and start saving money with a New Era Bank home loan. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I am Mower Man. I am Mower Man.
Jason, are you daydreaming again about being some superhero that saves the day?
Ah, she's such a fun sucker. Who else do you know that can answer a phone call on Thursday, on my cell phone no less, and a woman calls me and she's writing love letters in her lawn with a zero turn and it dies? She was going to get in big trouble. She had to get it going before he got home. Who does she call? Me, Mower Man. I save wives, girlfriends alike with my mower knowledge and superhero-like skills.
He's lost it. Well, what little he had anyway. Our family taking care of your family since 1963. Fliggs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Jen, and online at fliggs.com.
And don't forget, only Fliggs Equipment has Mower Man. Call me. Fliggs Equipment will keep you mowing, farming, and growing.
Jason!
Back courtside at the Bob Sechrist Fieldhouse at Mineral Area College in Park Hills on sophomore night. The sophomores still getting their well-deserved attention prior to this game. Five sophomores on the Mineral Area College Cardinal basketball team this year, and the fifth is just about to step onto the floor. We've seen Joshua Trent come on the floor, Montel Goodwin, Elliot Sentence, Daniel Norrell, and now Kellyon Williams making his way to midcourt. And those five sophomores will be our five starting for the Mineral Area College Cardinals this evening. Too fitting, if you ask me, that the five sophomores are your starting five for the Mineral Area College Cardinals this evening. This is going to be a rematch from a game that happened earlier in the season between Mineral Area and St. Louis Community College, a game that happened in St. Louis. And at the first half of their first game this year, St. Louis actually held a one-point edge over Mineral Area College, 30-29. Mack outscored the Archers by six in the second half of that meeting. That was on December 17th, and that was an away game for the Mack Cardinals, and they escaped with a victory. 5-point margin, 67-62 on that previous meeting. And when you look at the stat line from that first game, there weren't too many aspects of the game that Mineral Area College came out on top of, one of those being turnovers, and they turned that into points off of turnovers, second chance points, and that was really the only facet of that game other than bench points. They were 43-13, so they outscored St. Louis 30 in bench points in that previous meeting. But if you heard our pregame interview with Coach Luke Strege, a little bit too close for comfort in that one. And they hope for, with the environment tonight, the way things are shaping up, that we'll have a pretty solid game. So we'll step aside one more time before we have our tip-off coming up in 1 minute on KREI.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston.
Look out! Here comes a throat roll!
Whether you're craving pork, chicken, or beef, there's no meal that compares to Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. From old-fashioned center-cut ham, barbecue pork steaks, chicken and dumplings, round steak, beef liver and onions, golden fried catfish, and much more. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you'll smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Are you looking for a law firm who has experience and can answer your questions? Hi, I'm Bryce Sechrist, a partner in the law firm of Williams & Sechrist at Park Hills. We're a local firm and we care about our clients. Our firm has experience working with clients in estate planning, bankruptcy, social security, family court, and more. Whatever your legal needs, check us out online at williamsandsechrist.com or call us at 431-5592. That's 431-5592.
The choice of an attorney is an important one and should not be based solely on advertising.
Hey sports fans, this is Bill Biss, your American Family Insurance agent. Everyone enjoys watching their favorite team make the big plays. We here at Bill Biss Insurance are committed to making the plays for our customers. American Family Insurance has built its reputation on quality service and a broad range of products such as homeowners, auto, business, health, and life insurance. That's why we ensure an enduring commitment to personal service. Join the winning team at Bill Biss Insurance, your American Family Insurance agent.
See Bill Biss, your American Family Insurance agent in Park Hills.
Did you know that Earth Mother Health Foods, LLC, is owned and operated by our family for 24 years here in Farmington? This is Mary Lee. I would like to thank all of our customers for allowing myself and our well-informed staff to help you live a healthier life the natural way. We have expanded to now 4,000 square feet to include V-Tree Originals, custom tie-dye and art by our daughter, Vicki, the artist. That's Earth Mother Health Foods in downtown Farmington.
About 3 minutes or so away from a tip-off from the Bob Sechrist Fieldhouse as the Mineral Area College Cardinals are hosting the St. Louis Archers in a regular season rematch, and this is going to be the final home game for Mineral Area College for the sophomores, being sophomore 9-5 sophomores on this squad, and I imagine they're going to do all that they can to get out of here with a victory tonight. The first game between these two earlier this season, a 67-62 final score on the road for the Mineral Area Cardinals in that one. When you look back at some of the scoring from that one, the starters, only one starter in that game, Elliott Sentence, finished in double figures with 10 points, but it was the bench that really came through in the previous matchup with Daniel Norrell putting up 18 points, and Giovanni Harrell finished with 14 in that one. On the flip side, when you look at the averages of the St. Louis Archers as far as scoring numbers go, Nate Rigmaiden was 17.4, and then the next closest is Harrell, Devontae Harrell, with 15.6. But in that earlier match between the two, the person that really went off in that game was Rashawn Jordan. He went for 23 points in that one. The next closest behind him was Devontae Harrell, and Rashawn Jordan averages 10.9 a game. So big performance in the first matchup out of Rashawn Jordan. And that was something that Coach Strange mentioned about the St. Louis Archers, was the difficulty of the matchup that they provide, or present rather, is with the smaller guard play. You have a 5'11", a 6-foot guard that plays well both inside and outside, and they were worried with maybe containing the perimeter shooting for St. Louis, because they will fire up some threes. We will definitely see that tonight in the first meeting. Mineral Area went 11 of 24 from outside and actually shot just a little bit better than St. Louis in that first game. 9 of 25 were the Archers in the first meeting. 11 and 15 is what St. Louis steps in as far as their overall season record. Mineral Area College 24 and 4, ranked 13th in the country. When you look at the MCC-AC conference standings, MAC at 4 and 2. St. Louis still looking for their first win at 0-7. We are under a minute away on the warm-up clock and the tip-off just around the corner. Our game tonight is going to be brought to you by Brad Wooten Auto Body of Ironton, Fleegs Equipment in St. Jen, Home Pools and Spas in Ludington, Crown Collision of Farmington, New Era Bank in Farmington, Mineral Area College, Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston, Williams and Sechrist Attorneys at Law in Park Hills, and American Family Agent Jeremiah Murphy in Bonterre. We're going to step aside for 90 seconds for our national anthem, and we'll come back with a tip on KREI.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593, because MAC is your next step.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
A solid rendition of our nation's anthem via saxophone tonight at Mineral Area College at the Bob Secrest Fieldhouse. The starting lineup's just about to be announced as we are getting set for five of these Mineral Area College Cardinals' final home game, and they'll be our starting five. And we'll go ahead and introduce the visitors. The starting five for the Archers, number 23. Devontae Harrell. Number 13, Sean Rigmaiden. Number 34, Charles Johnson. Number 12, Marcel Lee. And number 3, Rashad Jordan. Now for your hometown Mineral Area College Cardinals, the starting five. Number 2, a 6-foot guard out of Chicago, Illinois, Joshua Trent. Number 4, a 6-foot-2 guard out of Cleveland, Ohio, Montel Goodwin. A 6-foot-6 forward from Greenville, Mississippi. Number 11, Kellyon Williams. A 6-foot-6 forward, a sophomore from Whetstone, England. Number 20, Elliot Sentence. And number 21, a 6-foot-2 guard, a sophomore from Clarksville, Tennessee, Daniel Norrell. Will round out the starting five for the MAC Cardinals on sophomore night. Now we can get set for our Crown Collision tip-off. Crown Collision Center and Crown Motors, where customers bring their friends. That's Crown Collision, Highway 67 north of Farmington. St. Louis tonight wearing their dark blue uniforms, white trim, white lettering, and white numbers, and blue shoes across the board for the Archers. The Mineral Area College Cardinals are going to be in their home uniforms, white home uniforms. They have the black numbering, black and red stitching down the sides. At the Bob Secrest Fieldhouse tonight, it is also a North County School District night. So all those faithful to the North County Raiders, welcome to the Bob Secrest Fieldhouse this evening. Now our Crown Collision tip-off is starting to take shape. We have Kellyon Williams stepping in the circle for Mineral Areas. They'll work right to left as we get underway. And it's Devontae Harrell in the circle for the Archers. And Harrell wins the tip, but tips it out of bounds. So they're just going to go ahead and step back into the center circle. Kellyon Williams stands at 6'6" and has about an inch and a half visually. So on try number 2, Kellyon Williams wins the tip. And the Cardinals will get started as they work right to left on sophomore night. The five sophomores on the floor at this time. It's Joshua Trent from the right wing driving in through the lane. A little bit short on the right-handed layup. And he's going to miss. It'll come down to the St. Louis Archers. And it's Sean Rigmaiden coming down the floor. A crossover dribble as he crosses the timeline. Trent meets him there. A pass over to the right wing. And back up top around the horn to the left wing. It stops with Johnson. A handoff exchange to Jordan on the left wing. He'll dribble up top. A chest pass to Sean Rigmaiden. Rigmaiden's going to drive, float right at the free throw line. Can't finish with the right hand, but the offensive board comes right down to Jordan, and he puts it up and right back in. Rashad Jordan on the board. And a 2-0 ball game just getting underway on sophomore night. The Cardinals trying to respond. Trent stands right in front of the circle. A crossover dribble to his left and kicks it to the top of the key there to Williams. Now left wing back to Trent on the rotation and an open lane for Trent to get up and under to the basket. And it ties us at 2-2. Imagine a fast-paced game tonight. That's what Coach Streggy was preaching in the pregame. Push the pace.
Now the archers come down the floor. Sean Rigmaiden brings it across the timeline. As he does so, fires to Marcel Lee on the right wing. Now a trap comes in. A good pump fake to get away from the trap and kick over to the right wing to Johnson. A give and go back to Johnson as he crosses through the lane, and he'll go up with the right hand. Charles Johnson makes it a 4-2 game. 18:30 still to play in the first half. Trent across the timeline with the left hand. Kicks to Sentence on the right wing. Back up top to Goodwin. Around the horn to the left wing to Joshua Trent. A screen set, and they're going to go back off the pick and roll, going inside, back outside to Trent at the top of the key. He's going to put it on the floor, go around the horn to the right wing. Montel Goodwin, a quick trigger on the three, catch and shoot three. Goodwin knocks the bottom out of it and puts the Cardinals out front 5-4. Their first lead comes at 18:04 to play in the ballgame. Sean Rigmaiden across the timeline. A pass over to the left to Lee, and it's stolen back the other way. It's a two-on-one. Goodwin floats it, hanging as Kellyon Williams catches it and finishes with two hands on the other end. And now it's 7-4. The Cardinals run right back out to a three-point lead, and we're going to have a timeout onto the floor called by St. Louis as they trail 7-4, 17-48 to play back in 30 on KREI.
At Numera Bank, we really do want to make your life easier. We designed our new app with you in mind. We have heard your requests and added the ability to deposit checks from your phone or tablet. With our updated app, you can also transfer money, check current balances, or view your statements right from your phone. Just download our app today to get started. For more information, visit our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or visit us at www.numerabank.com. Numera Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
You step back into a 7-4 game. Mac on top, 17-46 still to play in the first half. Just getting underway. The Archers trapped into the backcourt, able to finally get across, but they're going to be called for going over and back. The pass came from the front court to the backcourt, and not but in the nick of time for the Cardinals. It's an over and back, and they'll have it with a three-point advantage, 7-4, and a lot of time still to play in the first half. Trent into the front court with a left-handed dribble. A pass inside to Williams. He's trapped there. Comes back outside to Trent on the left wing. Inside they go. Norrell with his back to the basket. Turns. Kicks back out right wing. It's Goodwin. He pump fakes. Finds Sentence open in the right corner. He's a little bit short on that. And Johnson pulls down the board. The Archers could tie or cut it to a one-point game as they cross the timeline with Sean Rigmaiden. He fires up top. A dribble drive with the right hand. And our first foul of the evening is going to come at 17:08 to play. The foul is going to go on Trent. That'll be his first. Then it'll give the Archers the inbounds right in front of my seat on the tail end of the scorer's table into the front court. Sean Rigmaiden fires it in to Charles Johnson. It's knocked into the backcourt by Sentence. Johnson tracks it down. Still in the backcourt, guarded by Sentence. Now here comes the double team. He kicks it into the front court, and it's going to be another turnover on these Archers. Their third turnover early on in this one. So we'll stay at 17-4 as we just go under 17 minutes to play in our first half. On sophomore night from the Bob Seekers Fieldhouse, Trent in the backcourt across the timeline with a right-hand dribble. Slowly across the timeline, pump fake, now up to the top of the key. It's to Williams with his back to the basket on the left elbow. Kicks it out to the right wing. It was just a give and go. Right back to Williams. Goes up and over the defender and finishes with ease with the right hand. Kellyon Williams, 4 points early on in this one in a 9-4 game. 16-33. The Archers just now into the front court. A lob pass from the far side of the floor to the near side. Finds Sean Rigmaiden, and Rigmaiden throws it into the front row on the other side, but it was tipped. So it'll stay with the Archers. And it's Jordan set to throw it in from the far sideline. He'll throw it into the backcourt to Sean Rigmaiden. A left-hand dribble. He picks it up right at the circle. Kicks over to his right to Jason Johnson. Now from wing to wing. Now inside they go. Turn around. And a foul is going to be called in process of the shot. So that will go on Trent. That's two quick ones on Trent. And that puts Devontae Harrell at the stripe. Darius Thompson set to check in. First free throw off back iron. Doesn't go down. Devontae Harrell will have one more from the line. Trent heads to the bench after picking up that second foul. Darius Thompson steps in, the freshman from Memphis. Both free throws miss, and Sentence pulls down the board. Over to Goodwin, down the far sideline, across the timeline, picks up the dribble, goes right wing to Sentence. He thought about a deep three, instead fires back to Thompson. They'll rotate up to the top with Kellyon Williams, now to Sentence, left wing back to Norrell just to reset the dribble. Over to the right wing, Thompson holds it there, back to the basket out on the perimeter, up top to Sentence. He puts it on the floor, kicks to the near corner, Goodwin, catch and shoot, not on that one. He tried to step to the right to shake the defender. Threw off the shot quite a bit. Now back the other way, the Archers into the near corner. It's Charles Johnson trying to go up and under. Ran into a lot of traffic, fired it out to the top of the key, and turns it over. Now on a fast break, wide open layup. It's Thompson on the other end, giving the Cardinals an 11-4 edge at 15:25 to play in the first half. These Cardinals come out on fire on sophomore night, and they don't look like they're slowing down just yet. A nice pass into the front court right under the bucket, a one-touch from Harrell to Johnson, and Johnson had nobody in front of him to put up that shot. 11-6 now. Goodwin across the timeline, just on the right of the circle. Up top to Williams. He holds the ball with one hand behind his back. Over to Sentence on the right wing. A handoff exchange to Goodwin. Goodwin brings it up top, fires to Norrell. Around the horn they go. It stops on the left wing with Thompson. Thompson, dribble drive through the lane. Kicks back out. No, into the baseline. Kellyon Williams. Another easy bucket for Williams. He's got six quick ones. He's matched the Archers so far. It's 13-6. The Cardinals out front. Sean Rigmaiden across the timeline. Double team meets him there. He fires into the near corner. There to Jason Johnson on the right wing. He picks up the dribble, tries to go behind the back. It's tipped. Still find its intended recipient, though. Harrell under the bucket. Going to go up and finish and draw the foul. So they're going to call the and one for the Devonte Harrell. Just a couple of good passes set that all up for the Archers. He'll head to the free throw line. See Marcel Lee and Sean Rigmaiden in the backcourt. Here's the and one free throw, and it goes down for Devonte Harrell. Makes it 13-9, back to a four-point game. Thompson comes down the near side of the floor with a left-hand dribble. Defense meets him as he crosses the timeline. Bounce pass to Williams up top. They just rotate around to Eugene Jones. Now into the left wing to Darius Thompson. Defense tight on Thompson on the left wing. He's going to dribble up top, kick to the right wing to Goodwin. They're going to keep rotating around, looking for a good shot. Now on the left wing, it's Eugene Jones. Kicks back out, and it's going to be a turnover to the Archers. Looking for Goodwin behind him over the left shoulder. Just a little too far out front and out of bounds to St. Louis. The Archers have the inbounds right in front of their bench. Devonte Harrell bounces it in to Sean Rigmaiden. He's going to bring it across with a left-hand dribble. Goodwin meets him there. Thompson meets him there. A fire over to his left to Marcel Lee. A trap meets Lee at the top of the key. Now to Sean Rigmaiden. Go inside, outside, and a far corner three off the front rim. Pulled down by Okalovich, and they kick it back out. The Archers retain possession. Now an easy look right through the lane. Split the Red Sea there for Devonte Harrell. Made that look pretty easy on that move. Now to a two-point game. It's 13-11. 13 and a half to play. Goodwin to the left side of the floor. Back to the basket on the outside of the perimeter. Fires over to the right wing to Thompson. From wing to wing, it's Norrell driving through the lane. Fires to Williams down low, and he couldn't finish, but he'll draw the foul with the right hand. Kellyon Williams has had some good looks right at the basket, using the 6'6 frame to get some size inside. Not too much size on this Archer roster. Right now, Kellyon Williams, the tallest man on the floor, listed at 6'6", and has at least 3 inches on everybody. First free throw up and down. He's got 7 points early on in this one. Over a point a minute so far for Kellyon. One more free throw still to come. We see Jabril Diallo come onto the floor. Lamar Morgan on the floor. Williams knocks down both free throws. He's got 8 early on in this one. 8 out of the 15. Over half of the Cardinal points. We've got Jones, Diallo, Thompson, Harrell, and Morgan on the floor for Mineral Area. The Archers just into the front court. Sean Rigmaiden fires into the far corner. And a good look at the three-pointer for Jordan, and he buries that one from the far corner. No hesitation. Just pulled the trigger, and here we have a one-point game, 15-14. It was a five-point margin the last time these two teams played. And Mack won on the road, 67-62. I'm sure the Archers would love to spoil sophomore night here tonight. Driving across the lane, Eugene Jones kicks into the near corner. A long three for Morgan. And I mean long, about 2 foot on the other side of the rim. Well off the mark. The Archers can take the lead on this drive. And a travel as Marcel Lee started to drive through the lane. So the Cardinals will retain possession, at least for now. They can extend their one-point lead on this trip. 15-14, the Cardinals lead. Diallo across the timeline. Sean Rigmaiden meets him as he crosses the circle. He'll take it to the left side of the floor. Just inside the perimeter, kicks back outside to Giovanni Harrell. Around the horn to left wing to Diallo. He's got the triple threat. Puts it on the floor with the right hand, dribbles up top, crashes through the lane, kicks it out. And a walk's going to be called on Thompson as he caught the pass on the right wing. So another turnover. We'll trade turnovers. That's three turnovers for Mineral Area, four for St. Louis. The Archers, the sideline inbounds, far side of the floor, into the backcourt. Now we have three-quarter court pressure from the Cardinals as Diallo stays with Rigmaiden all the way up the floor. Stuck on him like glue. Rigmaiden uses a screen to get a little room, and he just kicks it out to the top of the key. A dribble drive, trying to get inside with the right hand, and a whistle. Foul comes on the floor. Well, the Archers will retain possession. The foul goes on Giovanni Harrell, his first. Four fouls on Mac, one on the Archers. A lob pass from the baseline up to the top of the key, caught by Akolovich. He'll kick to the right wing. It's Jordan there. Jordan trying to lull the defender, Morgan, to sleep. Goes with the left hand and a whistle as he goes through the top of the key, trying to drive through the lane. We have another foul on the Cardinals. And that one's going to go on Morgan. That's the fifth on Mack. Still one on the Archers. Sean Rigmaiden on the baseline, far side of the bucket, bounces it in, and the easiest layup you're ever going to see missed right there by Harrell, and the Cardinals still up by one. The easiest layup you'll ever see didn't go in. The Cardinals head back the other way. Diallo kicks out to the right wing, and a three rattles in and out for Eugene Jones. We've been at 15-14 for over 2 minutes, and now a steal in transition. Thompson in the passing lane. He's going to take it all the way into the front court. Stop at the free throw line. Kicks it back outside. Nearly another turnover saved by Thompson before it rolled into the hands of Sean Rigmaiden. 11-11 on the clock. 15-14. A kick out to the left wing. Dribble drive in through the lane. Floating and drawing a foul is Eugene Jones. Good job by Eugene Jones to drive and use that pro hop through traffic. The foul goes on Jordan. Rashad Jordan's first foul and puts Eugene Jones at the line. Free throw off the front of the iron. We'll stay at 15-14 for just a little longer. Fouls are 5-2. 5 for the Cardinals, 2 for the Archers. Here's the second free throw. Are we going to finally get out of 15-14? Yes, we are. The free throw goes down for Eugene Jones. 16-14, a two-point edge now for Mack. Three-quarter court pressure, and here's another steal. It's Thompson taking it away again. That's another takeaway for Thompson on back-to-back possessions. Out to the right wing, Diallo. Dribble drive, kick out, long three, nothing but nylon for Thompson. Two steals, then comes away with a three, makes it 19-14. The five-point lead, you can give all of that to number three. A great effort by Thompson on those last three possessions. Double team has Rigmaiden trapped inside the circle. A kick out to the left wing. They're going to work it up to the top of the key, back to Rigmaiden. Double team comes his way really quick. Now two Archers trying to catch the same pass into the far corner. A little bit of calamity, and this Cardinal defense is doing all they can to cause it. It's jump pass after jump pass, and finally a foul going to be called on the left low block. And that foul's going to go on Jabril Diallo, his first, and that is the sixth on the Cardinals. The Cardinal defense was causing havoc on that entire possession. And we're going to see Devontae Harrell step off in favor of Jason Johnson. Baseline inbounds from Rigmaiden over the left wing to Kolovich up to Jason Johnson. Around the horn to the right elbow to Marcel Lee. He's got the pivot foot, turns around, tries to drive. And another foul is going to be called on the right block. 10:06 stops the clock. That foul goes on Thompson, and that's seven fouls. We're going to see Goodwin, Norrell, Trent, Williams, and Sentence all come back onto the floor. There's your five sophomores out on the floor for Mack. They lead by five halfway through the first half. 10:06 to play, to be exact. Here comes the first free throw from Marcel Lee. And he makes the front end of the 1-1. We earned the opportunity for one more. Now 19-15 after that free throw. Be a one-possession game based on this second opportunity from the line. Lee makes both. It is a one-point game, or one-possession game, rather, 19-16. 10 minutes to go in the first half. Trent across the timeline. Right wing to Sentence. Jordan guards him face up. Top of the key to Williams. Trent on the right wing. Williams sets the screen, gives Trent enough room. He's going to go right back around the screen, go across the baseline and draw a foul in the process. Clock stops at 9:49. That foul's going to go on Marcel Lee. His first. Baseline inbounds. Goodwin set to throw it in. Lobs it. And finishing right there on the inbounds lob. Oh, Kellyon Williams with his 10th point of the night. Good design, even better execution. 21-16 Mac. And the answer on the other end of the floor, a near corner three for Jordan. He's found his stroke from the corners. We're going to have to close out faster than that. Now 21-19. Williams up top. Sentence out on the right wing, standing on the Mac logo. Throws into the far corner to Goodwin. He'll dribble up top. Sentence straight away at the top of the key. Pump fakes. Kicks to the left to Trent. From wing to wing to Goodwin. He's going to be called for the walk after catching the pass and trying to drive. So another turnover against the Cardinals. Their fifth. Five turnovers each side with 9:12 to play in the first half. And we're going to have a timeout on the floor at 9:12 to play. Just a two-point game, 21-19. Mack leads the Archers on sophomore night. We'll step aside for 30 seconds and continue play up next on KREI.
Did you know that Earth Mother Health Foods, LLC, is owned and operated by our family for 24 years here in Farmington? This is Mary Lee. I would like to thank all of our customers for allowing myself and our well-informed staff to help you live a healthier life the natural way. We have expanded to now 4,000 square feet to include V-Tree Originals, custom tie-dye and art by our daughter, Vicki, the artist. That's Earth Mother Health Foods in downtown Farmington.
Back courtside at the Bob Sechrist Fieldhouse at Mineral Area College this evening as the Mac Cardinals hold a slim lead over the St. Louis Community College Archers at 21-19 with 9:12 to play in the first half. Leading all scorers right now is Kellyon Williams with 10, closely followed on the other side by Rashad Jordan with 8. But Kellyon Williams doing quite a bit of the work in the paint, taking advantage of the size that the Mineral Area Cardinals bring to the floor. The Archers basically putting out four guards, and if you want to consider it a forward, you sure can, but I would call it five guards most of the way so far. About to get back underway, 9:12 to play, 21-19 is our score with the home team on top. The Archers start with possession of the basketball as we get back underway into the backcourt. Sean Rigmaiden across the timeline meets Joshua Trent as he crosses through the circle. A kick out to the left side, and we're tied up after Marcel Lee's quick drive to the basket. He went from 0 to 60 in the blink of an eye and tied us up at 21. Trent across the timeline with a right-handed dribble. He'll exchange with Kellyon Williams between the circles. Sentence dribbles up top. Around the horn they go to left wing to Trent. Firing inside to Sentence. He couldn't hold on to the pass and throws it away. And here we go back the other way for the Archers with Sean Rigmaiden. Rigmaiden, the beneficiary of a wild pass, brings it into the front court. Around the horn to the left wing. Over to Jason Johnson. Johnson pump fakes, hesitates, pulls up from outside, shot doesn't fall. Montel Goodwin on the board. The Cardinals go back the other way, tied at 21. Into the near corner, Elliott Sentence pump fakes on the three. Kicks up top, Kellyon Williams. Face up with the defender, back to Sentence, left wing, pulls the trigger, rims out on the three. Rig Maiden with another rebound. That's three straight possessions. He's been in the right place to pull down an uncontested board. Over to the right wing now to Jordan. Rashad Jordan back up top to Nate Rig Maiden. Rig Maiden dribbles with the left hand over to the left wing, calls for a little bit of help from Jordan, gets it. Sentence meets him there on defense, trying to go inside. Daniel Norrell in the passing lane knocks it out of bounds. It'll stay with the Archers. The inbounds comes right in front of the Cardinal bench. Jordan set to throw it in. Sentence guarding the inbounds. A long look, gets it into the circle to Jason Johnson. Rotating with Jordan, he'll take the basketball up to the top of the key. Another three right at the buzzer. And it's not going to fall off back iron. Just 1 second on the shot clock. Trent back the other way with a head of steam driving through the lane. He's going to try it with the right hand. Maybe an ill-advised shot trying to go through traffic. And shot won't fall. We'll go back the other way with the Archers. And Nate Rigmaiden, or Sean Rigmaiden. He's going to lose it as he drives through the lane. Another turnover on the Archers. Norrell takes that one, throws into the near corner, and a long look at the three for Williams. He won't take it. Kicks back up Norrell over to Goodwin. Goodwin going to drive from the right elbow in through the lane and finish with contact. He'll head to the free throw line. A good attempt that time for Goodwin. The drive through the lane, draw the contact, and finish. Gives his team the two-point edge, can make it three from the line. The foul is going to be charged to Sean Rigmaiden. His first free throw won't go. Can't convert on the three-point play. Rashad Jordan pulls down the board, and the Archers are going to slow it down as they come across midcourt. Sean Rigmaiden, a bounce pass to the right wing. Marcel Lee going to try to drive around Goodwin. Gets by the defender and finishes along the baseline with the right hand. Marcel Lee is fast with the basketball. That first step, if you're not anticipating it, it's too late. Trent across the timeline, back into a tie game, 23-23, and Trent trying to drive and finish is going to draw a foul on Marcel Lee. It was nearly a clean block. Let's see if they charge it to Marcel Lee. No, they would charge it to Jordan. The look on Lee's face was, why did you charge that on me? Well, they didn't. You're all right. Puts Trent at the free throw line. Flicks the wrist off back iron. Shot won't fall. We'll stay tied at 23. Trent can put his team up by a point with 6:49 to play in the first half. A long look at the iron this time. Backspin, deep knee bend. Went through the motions and knocked it down. Now 24-23. Trent will come off of the floor in favor of Jabril Diallo as the Archers, down by a point, start the offense. They get across midcourt. Left wing, Marcel Lee runs into a double team, picks up the dribble on the left elbow, bounces it inside to Rashad Jordan. He's going to take it back outside to Marcel Lee on the left wing. Lee, a crossover dribble, screen set. No room there. Williams rolls under it. Now baseline pass inside, back outside, back to the near corner. Jason Jones, three doesn't fall. Elliott Sentence there for the rebound. Sentence, an outlet pass. Montel Goodwin driving through the lane, and a foul going to be called as Goodwin went through the lane. Goodwin stayed aggressive after the outlet pass and just kept pushing the pace. The foul going to be called on Jason Johnson. His first, Goodwin at the free throw line. 24-23, Mack on top. First free throw. Off the front, off the back, and fell out. We'll stay at 24-23. Here's the next one. Goodwin, the left-handed shooter, gets the second to roll in. 3, 4, 5, 6 for Goodwin. 25-23, Mack a two-point edge. Sean Rigmaiden across the timeline, over to the right wing. Jason Jones up top, Marcel Lee. Norrell tight on defense at the top of the key, but Lee is quick, but a block by Kellyon Williams. Send that back into the front row. It's a block party. And Kellyon Williams is your host. 6:05 to play as that one goes out of bounds. 25-23. The Archers will have the baseline inbound. Sean Rigmaiden going to throw it in.
Diallo guards the inbounds, lobs it up top, but Sentence takes it away. Another turnover by these Archers. Sentence across the timeline with a right-hand dribble, a feed over to Goodwin, into the right wing. It's Diallo up top, Sentence. Crossover dribble, left the defender in the dust. Oh, get out of town with that crossover. Oh, shook him out of his shoes, went through the lane, finished the hoop and the harm. Oh, you got acquitted, Elliot Sentence. I need a breath. Woo! A fancy finish by the Brit. Makes it 27-23. He shook the defender clean out of the shoes. I mean, he crossed to the right, went back to the left. The defender was looking at the exit. And that's not where the hoop's at. Put Sentence at the line with a chance to convert on the three-point play. Flicks the wrist, rolls around, can't get it to go. Rebound tipped, but won by Marcel Lee. The Archers on the outlet pass, and they're going to let another simple layup squeak right on through. For Devontae Harrell, he's done that three different times tonight. Makes it a two-point game once again, 27-25, 5:35 to play in the first half. Across the timeline, Diallo through the lane, floats, finishes with the right hand. Diallo gets into the scoring column for the first time tonight, 29-25. Streggy's willing his team to get back on defense. Here they go, a 3-2 setup. It's Sean Rigmaiden across the timeline to the volleyball stripe, trying to cross and leave the defender. No room there, kicks to the left side. Marcel Lee hangs, floats from 10. Shot won't fall. Goodwin pulls down the board. 29-25, the Cardinals can add to their lead. Goodwin pulls up at the top of the key, finds Sentence. Sentence going to slow it down, left wing now, Daniel Norrell, screen set. Norrell goes back up top, around the horn they go, stops there with Thompson. Thompson's going to roll around, give it to Diallo between the circles. He'll take it to the right side of the floor. Goodwin, right wing, three, yes sir! Goodwin knocks down another one from the right wing, makes it 32-25, a big push by the Cardinals to extend this lead. Just under 5 minutes ago, the Archers continue to try to slow it down. The Cardinals keep pushing the pace. Who's going to win the battle of wills? So far, it's the Cardinals. Sean Rigmaiden hesitates, drives, floats, finishes. No, kicks off over to the right side, and it's another easy look for Devontae Harrell. He's got nine here in the first half, and most of them have been uncontested layups. Goodwin on the right wing. Thought about throwing into the far corner. Instead, they'll work it around the horn. Back up top, left wing. A trigger on the three off front iron. Long rebound to Thompson. Over the right wing, Goodwin another three. Off the front of the iron, a little bit short. The rebound pulled down by Harrell and the Archers. Over to Marcel Lee, up the Rigmaiden, down the far side of the floor, back to Lee, down the near side. A crossover dribble, Norrell meets him there, face up. A one-touch pass, a give-and-go to Rigmaiden, and the shot just maybe altered a little bit by Thompson. Rebound, Sentence. The outlet pass over to the left side, Diallo. Diallo floats, his shot's blocked. The rebound comes out to Thompson. He throws to Daniel Norrell. From wing to wing, they go to Goodwin. He just puts it on the floor one time. Sentence straight away with a three. Elliott Sentence getting in on the action. Evermore, he hits from straight away. He's got five in this one. Makes it an eight-point game, 35-27. 3.5 to play in the first half. Sean Rigmaiden, a crossover dribble, trying to shake the defender. Diallo couldn't do it. Picks up the dribble, throws to the top of the key to Jordan. They're going to go inside to Harrell. He's going to turn around, tries to put it up with the right hand. Gets his own miss, kicks it over to the left to Jordan, and Jordan finishes. Just under the rim. Six-point game, 35-29. 3:10 to play. Diallo crosses the timeline. Leisurely. Crossover dribble at the top of the key. Steps in, right elbow, drives baseline. And a foul going to be called. Clock stops at 3:02. And it's going to be a player control foul on Diallo. 35-29 is our score. Couple of fresh faces come onto the floor now for Mineral Area. Thompson, Morgan, Harrell, Diallo, and Jones on the floor. Sean Rigmaiden across the timeline. Crossover dribble. Still trying to shake Diallo. This has been a good one-on-one matchup so far in the backcourt. Over to Lee to reset the dribble. Here we go again. Rigmaiden trying to work around Diallo. Can't do it. Fires into the near corner. And Jordan, a step back fadeaway three from the near corner, finds the bottom of the net, makes it a three-point game once again. Over the right wing into the front court, Eugene Jones lobs up over the defender to the right elbow, kick right back out to Diallo. Diallo's going to drive inside, float, hang. Oh, and he can't finish, but he'll draw the foul on the way in. Diallo went right through the baseline after the head fake. The foul comes at 2:23 to play.
And it goes against Harrell on the Archers, Devontae Harrell. Free throw off the front rim twice before falling off to the right. Diallo just 2 points so far in this one. A three-point game. You can make it a two-possession game if this one falls, and it is a two-possession game. Diallo goes 1 of 2, makes it 36-32, a four-point margin for the Cardinals. The Archers into the front court. Rashad Jordan on the far side of the floor. Crossover dribble, gets by the defender. And the pass is stolen. He tried to kick it into the far corner. Taken away, going the other end of the floor. It's a two-on-one, an easy finish for Diallo. A good pass that time from Thompson, block to block. It was a two-on-one, and that is how you executed a six-point game, 38-32 now. A pass to the right over to Marcel Lee, and there it is. That first step is so fast, and he just left the defender. As soon as he makes that first move with the right hand, forget about it. Marcel Lee, another quick bucket. 1:40 to play in the first half, 4 points between the two, 38-34. Thompson over the left wing now. Over to Diallo. He pulls up from the free throw line and buries it. He's found his stroke. Just got on the scoreboard moments ago, and just like that, 7 points. 40-34. Sean Rigmaiden, right-hand dribble across the timeline. Bounce pass. Marcel Lee. They're going to put two on him this time. Now it shakes back to one. Lee fires over the left wing to Jason Johnson. He's trapped there on the wing. Kicks up top to Harrell. Harrell wants no part of the ball out on the perimeter this far. Sean Rigmaiden at the top of the key, fires to the left wing, catch and shoot three, rims out, rebound. Giovanni Harrell, outlet pass to Thompson. He'll stop as he crosses the timeline, lets the rest of the team get out in front. Over to the left wing, into the near corner, hesitates, but now fires on the three. It won't fall. Catch and put it right back up and in. That won't fall either. The third attempt won't fall. Who's going to end up with the rebound? Fighting for it. It is going to be Jason Johnson going back the other way. Three offensive rebounds for the Cardinals. Couldn't convert on any of the second chance opportunities. Sean Rigmaiden now with the left hand. His shot won't fall. A little bit of body contact as he went through the lane. The shot off the front of the iron and right back to the Cardinals. They're going to slow things down. 20 on both the shot and game clock. A six-point margin for Mack, 40-34. Diallo holds it at the top of the key and turns it over to Rashad Jordan with 10 seconds to go. Jordan nearly lost it going back the other way. Rigmaiden fires inside, down low, and they're going to call a foul with 6.2. They turned it over, holding for the last shot. Rashad Jordan was just waiting for the bounce pass. And he got exactly what he wanted, but he went back down on the other end of the floor. He lost control of it, nearly turned it over himself. The foul's going to be on Jones. We'll see Trent come back onto the floor for the final 6.2. We haven't seen him too many times on the floor as he picked up those two early fouls. Sentence is going to come on prior to the free throws as well. So it goes Thompson, Trent, Harrell, Morgan, Sentence. For Mack. First free throw off the front of the iron. Doesn't fall. It's the and one opportunity with 4 seconds. Trent with a head of steam back the other way. He's going to shoot off the front of the iron. A wild one-handed shot from the left wing at the buzzer. Won't fall. And at the break, after 20 minutes of play, it's 20-40-34 in favor of the Mineral Area College Cardinals. A 6-point edge at the break on sophomore night. We'll step aside for 2 minutes and break down some of our first half stats up next on KREI.
I am Mower Man. I am Mower Man.
Jason, are you daydreaming again about being some superhero that saves the day?
Ah, she's such a fun sucker. Who else do you know that can answer a phone call on Thursday, on my cell phone no less, and a woman calls me and she's writing love letters in her lawn with a zero turn and it dies? She was going to get in big trouble. She had to get it going before he got home. Who does she call? Me, Mower Man. I save wives, girlfriends alike with my mower knowledge and superhero-like skills.
He's lost it. Well, what little he had anyway. Our family taking care of your family since 1963. Fliggs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Jen, and online at fliggs.com.
And don't forget, only Fliggs Equipment has Mower Man. Call me. Fliggs Equipment will keep you mowing, farming, and growing.
Jason!
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASE and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593, because MAC is your next step.
Halfway home on a sophomore night this evening from the Bob Sechrist Fieldhouse in Park Hills. And currently, this is, in fact, North County School District night as well at the Bob Sechrist Fieldhouse. And the highly touted North County Raiderette, the dance team, performing on the floor. These girls are legit. If you've ever followed them or don't know about them, you should experience them at least one time. They are always winning competition after competition in this area. But let's look back at the first half between the Mineral Area College Cardinals and the St. Louis Community College Archers. Just two players in double figures through the first 20 minutes of play, one on either side. The leading scorer after 20 minutes is Rashad Jordan for the Archers with 13. He averages 10.9 per game, but it seems like every time he plays against Mineral Area, he goes off, and he has so far tonight, as far as his average goes, averages 10.9 per game. In their first meeting, Rashad Jordan finished with 23. Right now, he's on pace for 26. So something about Rashad Jordan meeting up with the Mineral Area College Cardinals, he just does well. Matt comes into tonight 24-4, ranked 13th in the NJCAA. St. Louis 11-15, but sometimes when you put certain teams on the floor, you just throw records out the window and see how things go, and that's been the way so far. Marcel Lee just coming out of the locker room for St. Louis, and he's been impressive so far in the first half as well. 8 points, and his first step off the dribble, good luck trying to stop that. If you don't expect him to go to the right and he goes before you thought about it, it's all too late after that. On the other side, leading the way for Mineral Area is Kellyon Williams with 10 points. Kellyon Williams was feasting in the paint early in the first half, slowed down a little bit towards the latter portion of the second half. But that was when the supporting cast really started to get going as well. Elliot Sentence had a fantastic crossover at the top of the key and ended up knocking in a three from straight away as well. Some of our first half stats, Hayden Sprinkle trying to shoot at half court right now for some of these festivities, and he knocked it in. Good job, Hayden Sprinkle, knocked in a half quarter, and the crowd goes nuts. We'll step aside for 2 minutes. We'll keep breaking down some of our halftime numbers up next on KREI.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Do you like riddles? How about this one? What kind of window is neither made of glass nor wood, is short, not tall, and once open and then closed, may not open again? If you said the window of opportunity, you're correct. That window is yours right now with the low fixed mortgage rates New Era Bank is currently offering. So even if you didn't get the riddle, you can still use the window by calling New Era today and start saving money with a New Era Bank home loan. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I am Mower Man. I am Mower Man.
Jason, are you daydreaming again about being some superhero that saves the day?
Ah, she's such a fun sucker. Who else do you know that can answer a phone call on Thursday, on my cell phone no less, and a woman calls me and she's writing love letters in her lawn with a zero turn and it dies? She was going to get in big trouble. She had to get it going before he got home. Who does she call? Me, Mower Man. I save wives, girlfriends alike with my mower knowledge and superhero-like skills.
He's lost it. Well, what little he had, anyway. Our family taking care of your family since 1963. Fliggs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Jen, and online at fliggs.com.
And don't forget, only Fliggs Equipment has Mower Man. Call me. Fliggs Equipment will keep you mowing, farming, and growing.
Jason!
We are halfway through halftime, if you will, about 8 minutes or so until we get back underway for our second half on sophomore night between the Mineral Area College Cardinals and the St. Louis Archers of St. Louis Community College. These two teams played tight all the way through the first 20 minutes. The last time they met, they played tight all the way through 40 minutes with Mineral Area coming on, out on top on the road on December 17th. The final score in that one was 67-62. Mack only four losses this season, 24-4. And sitting at 13th in the country. When you look at their home record and away record inside of Region 16 play, 9-2, 9-2. On the neutral site, 6-0. That's pretty consistent, to say the least. But when you turn the page to the MCCAC, looking at Three Rivers, 6-2, State Fair, 5-2, Mack, 4-2, West Plains, 3-2, and St. Louis at 0-7. Still 7 minutes or so until we get back underway. 40-34 is our halftime score. The Mineral Area College Cardinals sitting on the top of St. Louis Community College. We'll step aside for two more minutes and set the stage for half number two up next on KREI.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes a throat roll! Whether you're craving pork, chicken, or beef, there's no meal that compares to Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. From old-fashioned center-cut ham, barbecue pork steaks, chicken and dumplings, round steak, beef liver and onions, golden fried catfish, and much more. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you'll smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Are you looking for a law firm who has experience and can answer your questions? Hi, I'm Bryce Sechrist, a partner in the law firm of Williams & Sechrist of Park Hills. We're a local firm and we care about our clients. Our firm has experience working with clients in estate planning, bankruptcy, social security, family court, and more. Whatever your legal needs, check us out online at williamsandsechrist.com or call us at 431-5592. That's 431-5592.
The choice of an attorney is an important one and should not be based solely on advertising.
Hey sports fans, this is Bill Best, your American Family Insurance agent. Everyone enjoys watching their favorite team make the big plays. We here at Bill Best Insurance are committed to making the plays for our customers. American Family Insurance has built its reputation on quality service and a broad range of products such as homeowners, auto, business, health, and life insurance. That's why we ensure an enduring commitment to personal service. Join the winning team at Bill Best Insurance, your American Family Insurance agent.
See Bill Best, your American Family Insurance agent in Park Hills.
Did you know that Earth Mother Health Foods, LLC, is owned and operated by our family for 24 years here in Farmington? This is Mary Lee. I would like to thank all of our customers for allowing myself and our well-informed staff to help you live a healthier life the natural way. We have expanded to now 4,000 square feet to include V-Tree Originals, custom tie-dye and art by our daughter, Vicki, the artist. That's Earth Mother Health Foods in downtown Farmington.
Still about 5 minutes or so until we tip off in the second half. Our halftime score, 40-34, with Mineral Area on top on a sophomore night. And our starting lineup tonight were the five sophomores on the Mineral Area College 2015-2016 roster. Conveniently, five of them make out a five-man lineup for the starters tonight. It'll be interesting to see if we have that same lineup as we go into the second half. A number of Cardinals got into the scoring column. Trent with three, Thompson five, Goodwin nine, Eugene Jones 1 point in the first half, Diallo with seven, Williams led the team with 10, and Elliott sentenced five late points in the final few minutes of that first half. We got 4 minutes on the warm-up clock, so we're going to take our final two-minute pause for our halftime show, and then it's time to look forward and move forward. We'll do that up next on AM 800 KREI.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593, because MAC is your next step.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
At Numera Bank, we really do want to make your life easier. We designed our new app with you in mind. We have heard your requests and added the ability to deposit checks from your phone or tablet. With our updated app, you can also transfer money, check current balances, or view your statements right from your phone. Just download our app today to get started. For more information, visit our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or visit us at www.numerabank.com. New Era Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
We are finally under 2 minutes in our halftime pause, our warm-up halftime show. However you look at it, let's put it in the rear view, and we'll look ahead to the second half of play. 40-34 is our score after the first 20 minutes. Mineral Area on top by six. There were a couple of situations throughout that first half. Mac would extend the lead to seven. They would extend the lead to eight, and before you know it, we'd be back to a tie game. It happened a couple of different times through that first half. But one thing that I think that has gone the way of what Coach Strege for the Cardinals has wanted to see is they've been able to push the pace. St. Louis is trying to counter on their offense. They try to run the offense extremely slow. They haven't shot too many threes, and that was something that Coach Strege expected from the Archers tonight, was a lot of threes, a lot of extending the defense all the way up to the perimeter for the Cardinals. But really that hasn't been the case, because there's been so many situations between Devontae Harrell and Marcel Lee. They've just got to the basket with ease, and those two combined for 17 points in the first half, and most of those were easy looks at the basket, especially for Devontae Harrell. He had 9 points. All nine were on easy looks right at the basket, usually after a quick inside-outside play, and that's how he's got his 9 points. And it's been really the same story for Marcel Lee. He had two early foul shots that he knocked down, and then three different times it's just that first step that Marcel Lee has after the crossover, hard to contain. And I think that's going to be something that they're going to try to address here in the second half for the Cardinals. They have spread the scoring around quite well. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different Cardinals in the scoring column so far, and four of the five sophomores in the scoring column so far. 40-34 as we have now 20 minutes on the game clock, and we are set to start our second half of play. So it's going to be Trent, Sentence, Norrell, Goodwin, and Williams. The five sophomores are going to start the second half just as they did the first half. It is sophomore night. It is also North County School District night, North County Raider night. Hayden Sprinkle hit a half-court shot. It was pretty cool. All right, we're going to get underway. The Archers will go right to left as we describe the action here to you, and left to right for Mineral Area. Marcel Lee catches the inbounds, goes over to Sean Rigmaiden, back to Marcel Lee. Nearly lost it out of bounds. It skipped off of his hand over the top of his head. Tracked it down. He'll take it to the top of the key. Goodwin meets him there. Dribble drive through the lane. Swing around. A good look for Jordan from the right wing. Nothing but nylon for Jordan. He gets started early on in this one from outside and makes it a three-point game, 40-37. I think we're going to stay close for the next 20 minutes here. It's Williams on the left elbow. Fires out to Trent on the right wing. Back inside to Williams off his hand. It skipped off of him. Trying to get out in front of Marcel Lee. Oh, man. Trent almost cracked him down. But Lee did a great job to hesitate and teardrop it over the top. And found the bottom of the bucket. A one-point game. 40-39. And Lee showing the flashes of speed. Once again, a one-point edge. After a 40-34 halftime score, it's almost gone. Out straight away, Elliott sentenced for three. Off back iron, straight up and down to Marcel Lee. Will stay at 40-39, and the Archers can take the lead. No, they can't. Sean Rigmaiden fired a pass to the lane, and out of bounds. They'll turn it over to the Cardinals. So tit-for-tat turnovers, but the scoring has not been tit-for-tat. It's been all Archers for the first minute and a half. In the second frame, Trent across the timeline, bounce pass to Williams on the left elbow. Back out to the left wing to Trent. Inside they go. Norrell back to the basket. Can't finish with the right hand. And Harrell pulls down the board for the Archers. The outlet pass to Sean Rigmaiden down the near side of the floor. Meets Montel Goodwin on the left wing. Bounces it inside and well off of the mark looking for Charles Johnson inside. It goes out of bounds and another turnover. Charge to Sean Rigmaiden. Mineral Area with a one-point lead, 40-39, has the inbounds, full length of the floor. The Cardinals work left to right in the second half. Trent to Goodwin on the right wing. Back inside, Trent with an easy look right at the bucket. A quick give and go gets Trent right to the rim for an easy deuce. 42-39, 18 to play in the second half. Rashawn Jordan at the top of the key, over to the left, Harrell. Back outside to Sean Rigmaiden from wing to wing. Jordan catch and shoot three. Not this time, off back iron. Trent fighting for the board. Out of bounds, and it stays with the Archers. Trent, I don't think he agrees just by that facial expression. There'll be a corner inbounds on the near side of the floor. Sean Rigmaiden will throw it in. Goodwin to guard the inbound. Rigmaiden, a long look, lobs it up and over, finds Harrell camping out in the lane. He's got size, but picking the pocket is Joshua Trent. He's out on the break, pushing the pace, floating through with the right hand, draws contact on the way through, but can't finish. When he gets ahead of steam and gets into the lane, he's going to draw contact just about every time. It's either that or give him a clear path. And I don't think they're going to do that. That was the first foul charge to Charles Johnson. Trent at the free throw line. Just 3 points in the first half for Trent after picking up early fouls. He'll stay at three as the free throw rolls around the left side and pops back out. We'll stay in a three-point game, 42-39. He can make it a two-possession game if he knocks down this one. If he does, he'll match his point total from the first half as well. A long look, flicks the wrist, and knocks it in. He's got six in the game, averages just shy of 12 per contest. Only three in the first half after picking up two early fouls. Here come the Archers as Rigmaiden goes down the far side of the floor. We have a timeout called by Coach Collins and the Archers with 17:38 to play. Score 43-39 in favor of the Cardinals. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on KREI.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throat roll. They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll. Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Back courtside at the Bob Segrist Fieldhouse at Mineral Area College in Park Hills as the Mac men up by four with 17:38 to play in the second half over St. Louis Community College at 43-39. Our game brought to you by Brad Wooten Auto Body in Ironton and Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve. The Archers have possession as we resume play following their own timeout. Rigmaiden throws it into Harrell. Harrell nearly traveled with it 30 feet away from the basket on a jump pass. Finds Jordan on the left side of the floor. He picks up the dribble after one bounce, and Rigmaiden had to come and bail him out. Rigmaiden has it with a crossover dribble. Trent face up, defending on the left wing. Around the horn, Norrell knocks the pass away, and out of bounds. It'll stay with St. Louis. 7 seconds on the shot clock. 17-18 on the game clock. So 7 seconds for the Archers to work. Rigmaiden into the front court, sideline inbounds, 30 feet away from the bucket. into the backcourt. Marcel Lee down to five on the shot clock. Crossover dribble, pull-up jumper from deep three. Shot not even close. Trent there. Trent catches it. Back the other way. Into the right wing. He's going to drive through. They're going to wave it off. Say the foul came on the floor. Sean Rigmaiden charged with the foul. That's his second. Clock stops at 17:07. Baseline inbounds for the Cardinals near side of the basket. Goodwin set to throw it in. A long look there. Throws it in near corner. Daniel Norrell a little bit too strong off the far side of the iron. Goodwin catches the miss, and the Cardinals have another go at it. Left wing, around the horn they go. Back inside, Kellyon Williams throws it back outside. Montel Goodwin in the near corner. Double team comes too quick for a shot to get off. Up top to Norrell. Left wing, Trent driving through the lane. Lost the handle on it. On the floor is Charles Johnson to recover it. He'll give it over to Sean Rigmaiden. He'll leave Charles behind, trying to get out in front of everybody, and he sure will. He's going to finish on the other end with a right hand. Sean Rigmaiden left, leaving everybody behind. Rigmaiden's first points come with 16:30 in the second half. Makes it a two-point game. Joshua Trent at the volleyball stripe. Throws it into the left elbow to Williams. Back out left wing to Trent. Holds it over his head. Lobs it inside. A foul's going to be called on Rashad Jordan away from the ball on Norrell. He fouled Norrell. Camped out on the low block. That is a foul charge to Jordan. That is his third. Trent, the baseline inbounds, lobs it up to Goodwin at the top of the key. Goodwin throws it inside. Williams, a good job just to jump up and knock it away from Harrell and back to Trent. A whistle comes in after it was all said and done. But Williams, a heady play to realize he wasn't going to get to it and just knock it away. It was out of bounds when all said and done off of the Archers. Goodwin, the baseline inbounds, near side of the bucket. A long look, now throws it, and it's tipped on the inbounds. It's a three-on-one back the other way, and Trent is all on the island by himself, and Jordan gets him in the air, lobs it over to Harrell, and Harrell finishes uncontested. He's got 11 and ties us at 43. Goodwin across the timeline, right-hand dribble. Rigmaiden meets him there. A pass over to Williams. They roll around up top. Elliott Sentence with his back to the basket on the perimeter. Lobs into the near corner to Goodwin. A chest pass up top. Sentence pump fakes, goes left wing to Trent. Trent, crossover dribble, can't shake the defender. Lee, that's a good matchup, too. They'll hand off exchange. It's Williams, corner three on the far side of the floor. Shot won't fall. The rebound knocked back away by Sentence. All the way up to the center circle to Trent. Now Norrell for a long three off back iron. Shot won't fall. Lee, long rebound to Jordan. Marcel Lee looking at a one-on-four. He's going to slow down, hesitate, go by Norrell, go across the lane. Bounce pass and a five-hole on Sean Rigmaiden. He just got five-hole, turned it over. Back to the Cardinals, right between his feet. Platoon swap. Here we go. Thompson, Diallo, Morgan, Harrell, and last but not least, Thompson. So Thompson, Diallo, Harrell, Morgan, and Jones. Around the horn, it stops with Diallo on the left wing. Screen set. Let's him get up top, goes back inside, camped out on the left low block. It's Giovanni Harrell, couldn't get any room there. They're going to rotate, go back to the left wing. It's Morgan, dribble drive, kick out, pull up from 12 feet. It's Harrell knocking it down, getting into the scoring column for the first time tonight. Puts the Cardinals up by two, 45-43. It took a while, but they were able to finally get a decent look. The Archers back across the timeline. Marcel Lee on the Cardinal logo. On the far side of the floor. Throws it over to the near side to Harrell. Handoff exchange to Sean Rigmaiden at the top of the key. Fires into the far corner. Up to the right wing. Marcel Lee goes behind the back. Passes across the lane to Charles Johnson. And a foul going to be called at 14-28. And the foul is going to be called on Eugene Jones. The second on Jones. Cardinals hold the two-point edge. And now Charles Johnson at the free throw line. Short on that one. He's got an interesting free throw shot. He gets it set up traditionally, then pulls the left hand off before the shot. There's the second opportunity for Charles Johnson. He gets the second one to go. He's got five on the night. Makes it 45-44, a one-point game once again. It's been a 10-5 run to start the second half for the Archers. Diallo across the timeline. Sean Rigmaiden face up, guarding him over to Top of the key to Thompson. Now far corner three off back iron. No good for Morgan. The rebound pulled down by Jones. It'll stay with the Cardinals. Fires up top. Thompson has it between the circles. A crossover dribble. Screen set. He's going to go through the lane. Hang float. Can he finish? No. Who's going to get the rebound? It's going to be the Cardinals and Morgan. He's going to be fouled on his way back up. Clock stops at 14 exactly. And that's going to be on Jordan. That's four on Jordan. They need to take it right to him. After picking up his fourth, he's going to come off. And Jason Johnson's going to come onto the floor. For the Cardinals, they love to see Jordan in foul trouble. Morgan makes the free throw. He'll shoot another. Makes it a two-point game. And now Rashad Jordan will check out. Jason Johnson comes back on. And Jordan leaves the floor with 16 points and four fouls. Second free throw won't fall, but the rebound comes down to Eugene Jones. Kicks it out to Diallo. He'll back it out in between the circles. Screen set. He'll take it to the left, to the top of the key. Picks up the dribble, trying to go inside there to Morgan on the block. It was knocked away. Morgan able to get to it before the archers. Up top to Diallo. Into the near corner to Thompson. Around the horn. Once again, pulls the trigger, and he knocks it down from the left wing. Thompson, good on the three. 49-44. Rick Maiden across the timeline, crossover dribble. Chest pass to Marcel Lee on the right wing. Steps in, steps back, jab step well off the mark on the three. Diallo there to catch the miss. Across the timeline, into the front court. Over to the left. Back to Thompson. It's where he hit the three from just a moment ago. Instead, kick up top, Diallo for three. Yes, sir! Now the Cardinals are starting to rain from outside. It's back up to an eight-point game, 52-44, and that all happened in the last 60 seconds. Rick Maiden across the timeline, crossover dribble. Diallo stays with him to the left wing. A pass over to Jason Johnson. Two bounces up top, Marcel Lee. Inside of the right elbow, handoff, just getting it back to Lee, trying it with a give and go. Up top into the free throw line. Once again, double team comes there. Trapped, trying to bounce it over to Charles Johnson. And the Cardinals, can they take it away? But couldn't hang on to it. Had the opportunity to take it. And Eugene Jones couldn't hang on to it. 12:38 on the clock. And now a little bit of a delay in the action as they're going to address the shot clock. It's reset at 30. It's reset at 30, 12:38 on the clock, 52-44. Inbounds coming from the sideline on the far side of the floor, parallel with the right wing. A lob pass deep across the other end of the floor to Marcel Lee. Lee with a crossover dribble trying to get by Thompson. Right at the top of the key, fires left. Jason Jones on the left wing, puts it on the floor, goes into the lane, kicks back outside, into the far corner. Sean Rigmaiden trying to drive baseline. Defense closed out. Now Marcel Lee kicks to the left wing. A good look for Jason Jones, and it goes off glass and in from the left wing. Jason Jones, I hope you called bank before you let that one go. A five-point game, 47-52. The Cardinals on top. Diallo dribbles to the near side of the floor, into the front court, in between the legs, and a foul going to be called on Rigmaiden. Clock stops at 12:04. And that is going to be charged to Rigmaiden. That's his third. So three on Rigmaiden, four on Jordan. Those are the starting guards for the Archers. Three for Rigmaiden, four for Jordan, and not too much trouble after that as far as fouls goes for the Archers. Back underway. Just under 12 minutes to go, 52-47. The Cardinals lead. Holding just offset left to the top of the key as Thompson tries to drive, has to pick up the dribble at the right elbow. They're going to rotate around. It's Eugene Jones on the left elbow. Kicks out Diallo on the left wing. Rigmaiden guarding him. Diallo directs traffic. Instead, pulls up right over the defender. Shot won't fall. Morgan fighting for the board. He's going to tip it right back up and pulled down by Devontae Harrell and the Archers. Rigmaiden trying to drive through the top of the key. Floats, hangs, and gets a roll, but it won't fall. Rebound going to come out to the Archers. It's Harrell there for the board once again. Trying to bounce through the lane. Can't finish. The shot is altered. Another rebound for the Archers under the bucket, and Charles Johnson finally finishes for St. Louis. Makes it a three-point game. A lot of opportunities there for the Archers after several misses. 11:07 on the second half clock, 52-49. Up top, Giovanni Harrell just rotating it around, running the offense, lobs. Trying to lob one to Eugene Jones in the lane. well off the mark and actually down the alleyway and out the back exit. They're going to have to go track that one down. We'll stay at 52-49. The Archers with a baseline inbounds, having to go full length of the floor. Marcel Lee bounces it in to Rigmaiden. He'll cross the timeline with a left-hand dribble. Diallo follows him as he does so. Over to the left wing, Jason Jones. Into the corner, Rigmaiden. Diallo stuck to him like glue. Screen set. Diallo rotates off. Into the far corner, Jason Jones for the three off the mark. A good job on the box out by Diallo to make sure he got the board, but he turns it over in transition, and it's a two-on-none for Jason Johnson. Jason Johnson uncontested back the other way, a one-point game, and we're going to have another platoon swap coming. We're going to see the five sophomores come onto the floor. In a one-point game, 52-51, and here comes Trent Goodwin, Williams, Sentence, and Norrell onto the floor, but we're going to have a break in the action. Prior to that, we're going to have a 30-second timeout called by the Cardinals, 52-51. The lead has dwindled down to one on sophomore night. We're back in 30 seconds on KREI.
Did you know that Earth Mother Health Foods, LLC, is owned and operated by our family for 24 years here in Farmington? This is Mary Lee. I would like to thank all of our customers for allowing myself and our well-informed staff to help you live a healthier life the natural way. We have expanded to now 4,000 square feet to include V-Tree Originals, custom tie-dye and art by our daughter, Vicki, the artist. That's Earth Mother Health Foods in downtown Farmington.
10 minutes, 24 seconds to play in the second half. It's a one-point game at 52-51. These two teams played close earlier this year. It was a 67-62 finish with Mack winning on the road December 17th over the Archers. Imagine this one's going to be close the rest of the way as well. 52-51, Mack on top. And we have the five sophomores on the floor as we resume play with 10-24, one-point lead, and the Cardinals have possession. Trent in the backcourt crosses the timeline leisurely over to the left wing to Kelyon Williams. Left wing now Trent on a handoff exchange, drives baseline, draws the foul, but can't finish. He'll head to the stripe. And the foul going to be charged to Marcel Lee. Just the second on Lee. He stayed out of foul trouble so far. Trent heads to the free throw line. He's got six on the night. Averages just shy of 12 per game. Three bounces, backspin, knee bend. And makes the most of the first one. He's missed the first one every time tonight. But not now. Now 53-51, can make it a three-point game. Deep knee bend, a long look, and he gets it to rattle home. Makes it 54-51. 10 minutes to play. The Archers have it, down by three. Rigmaiden down the far sideline. Trent face up guarding him the whole way down the floor. Over the top of the key, a pass to Jason Jones on the right wing. Lost it out of bounds, and another turnover on the Archers. 11. On St. Louis, 8 on Mack. Trent in between the circles with a crossover dribble. A bounce pass to Kelyon Williams just out of the left elbow. Handoff exchange, Trent, screen set. Trent goes through the lane and a foul called, and that's going to be another one on Marcel Lee. He picked up two quick ones just like that. That's his third. Now 3 on Lee, 3 on Rigmaiden, 4 on Jordan. So basically you're starting 1, 2, and 3 are all in foul trouble. Trent back at the free throw line. A deep knee bend. And gets it to go on the front end of the 1-1. 7 fouls just like that for St. Louis. Just 1 for Mack here in the second half. That's role reversal from the first 20 minutes. Here's the second from Trent. Off the front, off the back. It doesn't fall. And Devontae Harrell pulls down the board for the Archers. Over to Rigmaiden. He'll take it down the floor. Trent follows him the whole way. Stuck to him right on his hip all the way down the floor. He'll follow Rigmaiden to the right wing. Jab step. Gives Rigmaiden enough room to throw it to Marcel Lee between the circles. Norrell follows him to the left wing. Crossover dribble. He's going to come back up top. Sentence rotates onto him. The pass tipped out by Joshua Trent. He's not able to keep it in bounds. So with 6 seconds on the shot clock, the Archers have to work quick. It's an inbound from the far sideline. Lobs it down low and nearly out of bounds. And they're going to say yes when Harold tracked it down. He was out of bounds. They had a clean look again for Devontae Harold to get to the basket for a layup. Just the pass off the mark. A four-point edge now for Mack, 55-51. 9:15 to go in the second half. Joshua Trent driving through the lane, and he's crashing through the lane once again. He's going to draw another foul. He's going to live at the free throw line. If he keeps doing this, this game's going to run away from the Archers. 9:12 to play, and he sent it back to the line. That foul on Harrell. Now he has three. So of the starters, four of the five have at least three fouls. One has four fouls. Trent back at the free throw line. Off the left of the iron and can't get it to go. He's got 4 points from the stripe here in the second half. Nine in the contest. Second free throw here. Off back iron, too much on it. Kelyon Williams fighting for the board. Who wins the rebound? Oh, after it goes out of bounds, they say that Williams touched it last, and the Archers will have it down by four. He missed both free throws that time. He's at least made one so far tonight. That was his first empty trip. Marcel Lee over to Rigmaiden. He'll scream down the near sideline all the way to the baseline on the near side of the bucket, turn around and go right back up and in. His shot was blocked, but a foul going to be called. And they're going to call it on Trent. That'll be the third on Trent. Clock stops at 9 minutes. 4 point edge for the Cards. 55-51. That was the third on Trent. And it puts Rigmaiden at the line. His shot rolls all the way around the world before falling in. 3 points for Rigmaiden. Make that four as he makes both from the stripe. 55-53, a two-point game. Once again, the lob pass from the backcourt to Daniel Norrell. Jason Jones trying to disrupt Joshua Trent. Instead, he'll retreat into the front court. Trent passes over to the left wing to Norrell, and Norrell's going to draw a foul because he drives baseline. That's the ninth foul going to be charged to the Archers. And that foul is going to go on four, Jason Johnson. That's his second. Nine fouls now on the Archers, and Norrell at the stripe. He toes the line for the one-and-one. Flicks the wrist, and he'll get a chance to shoot the second. Daniel Norrell in the scoring column for the first time tonight. 1 bounce, 2 bounce, 3 bounce. He's changing up the routine. Can make it a two-possession game, and he does. Daniel Norrell goes 2 for 2 from the line and makes it a four-point game, 57-53. Rigmaiden across the timeline, and they're going to call a timeout as they cross midcourt. The clock stops at 8:45 to play in the second half. A four-point edge for the Cards at 57-53. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on KREI.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
.57-53 is our score with 8:45 to play in the second half. The Cardinals have held the Archers at arm's reach most of the way through the second half after playing close throughout. I don't think anybody's going to start to pull away. I thought for a moment that we might see the Cardinals pull away behind Joshua Trent at the free throw line, but unfortunately isn't able to knocking down all of his free throws. He's missed three here in the second half. Just in the second half, he missed one in the first half as well. 8:45 to play. The Archers will have the basketball as we get back underway. They called the timeout right before the break. The foul situation as we get back underway, 9-2. The Archers with the nine. They have possession down by four. A long pass to Marcel Lee into the front court. Double team comes with Goodwin and Sintons. Back to Rigmaiden. Got a little piece of it, did Goodwin. Marcel Lee ended up coming up with it. Another piece of it. The Cardinals now wreaking havoc on defense. Jason Jones going to drive from the baseline, the left side of the floor, and draw contact on the way in. Shot won't fall, but he'll head to the free throw line, and he can cut the lead in half at the stripe. And that foul is on Sintons, just his first. Now every sophomore in the scoring column for Mack after Norrell hit those two free throws. Johnson's free throw stalled out on the front iron for about 5 seconds before falling off the front. Second attempt. He gets the most of the second. So Jason Johnson, 1 of 2 at the free throw line. He's got 6 all in the second half. Goodwin and Trent in the backcourt for the Cardinals. Up by 3. Trent across the timeline. Jason Johnson meets him there. Bounce pass to Norrell on the right wing. And Norrell left Marcel Lee in the dust. Up and under. Circus shot for Daniel Norrell. He finishes. Makes it 59-54. Norrell getting in on the action now. The sophomores leading the way for these Cardinals on sophomore night. Sean Rigmaiden going to Eurostep through the lane. Elliot Sintons picks the pocket. Another turnover on Rigmaiden, his fifth of the night. Into Williams in the left wing. Around the horn to the near corner. Montel Goodwin, catch and shoot. 3! Yes, sir! Montel Goodwin with another triple. His third 3 of the night. He's got 12 in the contest. It's 62-54 with just under 8 to go. The Cardinals starting to find their stroke once again on the outside. A pass to Jason Johnson on the left wing. The Archers trying to cut into this lead. Over to Charles Johnson in the near corner. Driving baseline. Floating across the lane, kicking out to Marcel Lee, right wing 3, short of the mark. Williams on the board, the outlet pass, Joshua Trent. He's going to try to split through the lane. Instead, he's going to step back and then split through the lane. Shot with the left hand off the mark, too much on that one. Up and over the rim to Jason Johnson, front court, Marcel Lee. He is quick going to inside, back outside to Harrell. They're going to kick it out to the top of the key. Jason Johnson, hands off Harrell, driving through the lane with the left hand and finishing. He's got 13 and makes it a 6-point game, 62-56, 7 minutes to play. Left wing, Daniel Norrell crossing over, going through the lane, floating, and Daniel Norrell, another good finish through the lane with the right hand. He's got 6 points all in the last few minutes. Makes it 64-56, an 8-point edge now for Mineral Area. A pass across the lane to Marcel Lee. He's going to float and finish from the right elbow. Marcel Lee with his 12th points of the night makes it 64-58, 6.5 to play. Up into the front court, Daniel Norrell on the far sideline. Let's Trent and Goodwin catch up to the play. Screen set by Williams on the left wing. They're going to go to Williams in the corner. Back up to Daniel Norrell. He's going to put it on the floor, try to drive and draw a foul on his way in. And that's the 10th on the Archers, and that's double bonus scenario for Mineral Area for the next 6:24. That's a long time to be in the double bonus, 6:24. And that foul charged to Marcel Lee, his fourth. So that's 4 on Jordan, 4 on Lee, 3 on Rigmaiden, 3 on Harrell, and here comes platoon swap coming up in a moment. In between free throws here, Norrell makes the most of the first. Here comes the platoon swap. Thompson, Jones, Diallo, Harrell join Norrell on the floor. Norrell set to shoot one more from the stripe. Toes the line with the right foot. 3 bounces, backspin, deep knee bend. And he is money from the free throw line, Daniel Norrell. He's got 8 points in the blink of an eye. An 8-point edge for Mack. The Archers are going to let the ball roll nearly to midcourt before Rigmaiden picks it up. Diallo and Rigmaiden have been fun to watch one-on-one tonight. And this time Rigmaiden's going to win this battle and go right through the lane and finish with the right hand. He's got 6 points in the second half. Diallo, a lob pass up to Jones. Back to Thompson. He'll stop with his right foot in the circle. Throws it to his right to Diallo. Diallo puts it on the floor. A handoff exchange to Eugene Jones. Around the horn they go to left wing to Morgan. Morgan and Diallo are going to trade places. Driving and floating and finishing with the right hand. Diallo! He's got 12 points on the night. Jabril Diallo out of Conakry, Guinea. That's a tongue twister and a half. Back the other way. Here go the Archers. A jump pass from the right elbow. Jordan makes his return with 4 fouls. Up top to Rigmaiden. A bounce pass to Harrell at the free throw line. He's stuck right inside the center circle. trying to pass into the far corner, throws it away, looking for Jordan, and another turnover charge to the Archers. Clock stops at 5:24, 68-60. Going to be a higher scoring game than the previous matchup. That one finished 67-62. The Cardinals have already eclipsed that mark in this one. Diallo into the front court, over to the right wing to Eugene Jones. He runs into a double team, bounce pass through the legs of the defender up to the top of the key. It's Morgan. Morgan, a kick out from the right wing, a three, and knocking it down is Eugene Jones to give him four on the night. And threes coming from everybody on the lineup now for the Cardinals. Up by 11, the largest lead of the night with 5 minutes to play. Rigmaiden on the left wing, no room there thanks to Diallo's tight defense. He drives inside, kicks outside for Charles Johnson to knock down the triple. He's got 10 now. Johnson doesn't look like your traditional three-point shooter, but that was a good stroke from the near corner. Diallo and Rigmaiden meet in the center circle. A crossover dribble, pass over to the left to Giovanni Harrell. He never puts it on the floor, just lets Diallo work around. Now setting the screen to give Diallo room to get to the left elbow. Puts it on the floor, kicks back out, far corner three. Not going to fall this time for the Cardinals, but Eugene Jones almost came away with the board. And a timeout called on the floor. Oh, now that they first initially pointed the way of the Cardinals, but they're going to award the timeout as Jason Johnson hit the deck fighting for the loose ball and got the timeout just in the nick of time. At 4:18, our score is 71-63. We're going to take a one-minute timeout and continue this 4 minutes and 18 seconds we've got left up next on KREI.
I am Mower Man. I am Mower Man.
Jason, are you daydreaming again about being some superhero that saves the day?
Ah, she's such a fun sucker. Who else do you know that can answer a phone call on Thursday, on my cell phone no less, and a woman calls me and she's writing love letters in her lawn with a zero turn and it dies? She was going to get in big trouble. She had to get it going before he got home. Who does she call? Me, Mower Man. I save wives, girlfriends alike with my mower knowledge and superhero-like skills.
He's lost it. Well, what little he had anyway. Our family taking care of your family since 1963. Fliggs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Jen, and online at fliggs.com.
And don't forget, only Fliggs Equipment has Mower Man. Call me. Fliggs Equipment will keep you mowing, farming, and growing.
Jason!
Welcome back courtside at the Bob Secrest Fieldhouse at Mineral Area College in Park Hills. 4:18 left to play on senior night, and Mac doing what they need to so far, up by 8. The largest lead has been 11. That was just moments ago. 71-63 as we get back underway. The Archers trail, but they have possession. Rigmaiden down the near sideline into the corner on the near side of the floor. It's Jordan. Around the horn they go up to Jason Johnson. Right wing to Rigmaiden. Diallo meets him there. A lob pass to the right elbow to Harrell. Knocked away. Harrell hangs on to it for the Archers. A low dribble on the right wing. Has to get rid of it in between the circles to Rigmaiden. He'll put it on the floor with a left-hand dribble. Crosses over. Finds Jordan. Right wing for three. Short of the mark. The rebound comes down to Diallo. Diallo's going to streak down the far sideline. Pull up the pace right on the left wing. Going to the far corner. A quick trigger for the three from the far side of the floor. And Morgan knocks down a triple. Add another Cardinal to the three-point party. And this time, it's Lamar Morgan, the 6'5 freshman from Willingboro, New Jersey. And that's going to push another timeout for the Archers. 74-63, the lead balloon back up to 11 with 3:39 to play. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on KREI.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check Mac out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593 because Mac is your next step.
.39 to play in the second half, 74-63, and Mac has just matched their largest lead of the night at 11 points. It's been everybody, truthfully, getting involved here in the second half for Mac. Trent upping the scoring. Thompson with a three. Goodwin a three. Jones a three. Diallo a three. Morgan a three. You see where we're going. Everybody's hitting threes in this one. 11-point edge for Mac with 3:39 to play. The Archers trail. They'll have the basketball as we get back underway. Rigmaiden at the top of the key. Crossover dribble. Trying to get over Trent. He'll hang. Can't finish there. Shot rattled in and out. And the rebound pulled down by Kellyon Williams. Over to Goodwin, down the far side of the floor, into the far corner to Daniel Norrell. Up top to Williams, around the horn, right wing, Joshua Trent. Charles Johnson comes out to guard him there. A screen, Rigmaiden rotates onto Trent. He'll come back, Daniel Norrell, right wing, and a shot won't fall. Jordan pulls down the board. Still an 11-point edge. Here goes Rigmaiden pulling up from the free throw line. A right-handed floater, and the shot falls for Rigmaiden. 3 minutes to go, a 9-point game, 74-65. Trent across the timeline, right-hand dribble. Jason Johnson a few feet out, face-up guarding Trent. He'll lob over to his right to Goodwin. Harrell follows Goodwin out to the center circle. He'll come back, fakes the pass into the corner, finds Sentence on the block. Sentence kicks out to Trent on the left wing, and Joshua Trent gets in on the action. Now add him to the three-point party. 2.5 to play, 77-65. Now the newest large lead of the night to 12 for Mack. Into the near corner, it's Harrell spinning, driving through. Ooh, it was nice to get in through the lane and get the shot up, just couldn't finish. He gets his own miss and fouled on the second chance. So far tonight, 6 different Cardinals have hit a three. Make that 7 with Sentence in the first half. The foul was charged to Elliott Sentence. That puts Devontae Harrell at the line for the Archers. Can make it a 10-point game. No, he cannot. He missed the first. We'll have a chance to shoot one more. 2:19 to play in this one. Sophomore night shaping up quite well for the Mac Cardinals. Still 2:19 to play. I'm sure they're going to close this one out. Here comes the second free throw from Harrell. Off the front of the iron, off the back, and it falls in. Harrell, 1-2 from the line that trip. Goodwin, baseline inbounds to Trent, back to Goodwin. He fakes the lob pass into the front court, goes back to Trent. Trent across the timeline, double team all over him, has him trapped. Lobs out to the right wing to Elliott Sentence, up top to Goodwin, now across the left side of the floor. It's Joshua Trent. He holds the ball. Williams comes out to take it away from him. Now Sentence, they're rotating at the top of the key, running the play inside. Elliott Sentence with an easy look and the feed from Daniel Norrell. Sentence with his first bucket here in the second half. He's got 7 on the night. They are sharing the wealth tonight. Make that 79-66 after that bucket. Goodwin trying to draw a charge on Rigmaiden. Now trying to draw a charge on the inside and finally getting the charge. There it is. I've been waiting for it all night. Daniel Norrell drawing a charge on Rigmaiden. And for Rigmaiden, that is 4. 4 on Rigmaiden, 4 on Lee, 4 on Jordan, 97 seconds to play. Goodwin got the baseline inbounds. He'll bounce it into Trent. Trent going to slowly bring this one up the floor. Might as well. Now he's going to pick up the pace just a little bit. Rigmaiden meets him as he crosses the timeline, fires it back to Williams in between the circles, up to Sentence. He's going to rotate to the circles. Daniel Norrell with a handoff exchange. They trade spots. Screen set by Williams. Norrell drives, kicks into the near corner. Montel Goodwin for 3 off the mark. And a foul going to be called under the bucket. And I think they're going to get Harrell for a push. And that's who it's charged to. And that's now 4 on Harrell. 4 on Harrell. 4 on Rigmaiden. 4 on Lee. 4 on Jordan for the Archers. Williams toes the free throw line. Misses the first off back iron. A 13-point edge. Williams could give the Cardinals 80 points on the night. Not on that trip. He misses both free throws. Devontae Harrell pulls down the board for the Archers. Up to Rigmaiden across the timeline. A trailing no-look behind the back pass going right back inside to Rigmaiden. They wave off the bucket. The shot came on the floor with 1:03 to play. And the foul goes on Goodwin. His first foul of the night comes with 1:03 to play. He's played smart all night. 79-68 is our score with Rigmaiden at the line. So now after the officials discuss, Rig Maiden's bucket will count. And he misses the free throw, and Goodwin soars in to pull down the miss. And he's going to turn it over right back to Rig Maiden. Oh, no. He gave it right back to him. It's now a single-digit margin once again, 79-70. Rig Maiden, two easy buckets. Now here comes three-quarter court pressure. Trent blows by three defenders, has to stop, slow down. They all trail and pick up with him. Over to Goodwin, a bounce pass. Back to Trent in between the circles. Double team comes quick. Over to Goodwin in the near corner. Elliott Sentence, head fake, driving, baseline, can't finish, but right there to finish. It was Kelvion Williams, couldn't finish on the flush as he was undercut trying to finish there. Gets up slowly after hitting the deck hard. Kelvion Williams nearly with a tip slam. The foul goes on Jordan. That's his fifth. He'll take a seat for the evening. That'll bring on Okolicic. And with 34.7 seconds to play, everybody lined up at the charity stripe, getting set and ready. 79-70 with 34.7. I think it's going to take something quite extreme for this one to get out of hand. 34.7, 10 fouls against the Archers, just 5 on Mack, and we're wiping up a little bit of moisture under the buckets before we get back underway. Our game tonight being brought to you by Home Pools and Spas in Ludington, Crown Collision of Farmington, New Era Bank in Farmington, Mineral Area College of Park Hills, Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston, William Seacrest, attorney at law in Park Hills, and AmFam agent Jeremiah Murphy in Bonterre. So Williams a little bit shaken up after that hard fall. He'll head to the bench, and to shoot the free throws will be Giovanni Harrell. And he cut the cords on that free throw. That thing was absolutely perfect. You can actually hear the net in the building. He makes both. He's got 4 on the night after going 2 for 2 from the line there. And it looks like the sophomores are going to come off of the floor for the final time. With 30 seconds to play, an 11-point game, 81-70. Backcourt across the timeline, under 30 to go, over to the left wing. Here come the threes. Off the mark, short on that one. The tip is going to be won by the Archers. Out to Okolicic on the left baseline. Goes up and over behind the back and up and under. Finish, going to draw the foul. A nice pass and a nice finish. And it'll freeze the clock at 16-5. With this being an 11-point game, the likelihood of them coming back, slim and none, and slim headed for the exit. The free throw for Devontae Harrell and the Archers. He makes the first. He'll have a chance to shoot one more, make it a 9-point game. And then they need a Reggie Miller moment. Here's the second free throw. Skips off the front of the iron and it falls in. Makes it 81-72, a 9-point game. Thompson, the baseline inbounds, fakes the pass. Got the defense to bite to find Diallo in the backcourt. He's triple teamed. Lobs it up to Thompson. Into the front court, left wing to Morgan. He holds the ball on the floor. And Jason Johnson tried to kick it, and Morgan thought it was hilarious. That's the final score. 81-72 as the buzzer sounds. The 5 sophomores for these MAC Cardinals get a W on their home floor. The final time they'll play at the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse in this MAC uniform. These sophomores did all that they could do to get out of here with this 9-point victory. 81-72. MAC improves to 25-5. We'll step aside for 2 minutes and start to break down some of our full game stats on our post-game show up next on AM 800 KREI.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Do you like riddles? How about this one? What kind of window is neither made of glass nor wood, is short, not tall, and once open and then closed, may not open again? If you said the window of opportunity, you're correct. That window is yours right now with the low fixed mortgage rates New Era Bank is currently offering. So even if you didn't get the riddle, you can still use the window by calling New Era today and start saving money with a New Era Bank home loan. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I am Mower Man. I am Mower Man.
Jason, are you daydreaming again about being some superhero that saves the day?
Ah, she's such a fun sucker. Who else do you know that can answer a phone call on Thursday, on my cell phone no less, and a woman calls me and she's writing love letters in her lawn with the zero turn and it dies? She was going to get in big trouble. She had to get it going before he got home. Who does she call? Me, Mower Man. I save wives, girlfriends alike with my mower knowledge and superhero-like skills.
He's lost it. Well, what little he had anyway. Our family taking care of your family since 1963. Fliggs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Jen, and online at fliggs.com.
And don't forget, only Fliggs Equipment has Mower Man. Call me. Fliggs Equipment will keep you mowing, farming, and growing.
Jason!
Well, the sophomore night went well for both the Lady Cardinals a few nights ago and for the Mac men tonight. They get the job done. The final score, a 9-point margin of victory. It was 81-72, and if anything, Mac was consistent throughout. A 40-point first half for the Cardinals, a 41-point second half for Mac, and they get their sophomores, their final home victory. All five sophomores did play very well. The leading scorer in this game, there was a tie between Jordan and Harrell for the Archers, both with 16. Lee and Rigmaiden, both with 12. Yeah, Charles Johnson with 10, and Jason Johnson with 6. Now, when you look at the Mac side of things, let's go through the sophomores first. Joshua Trent finished with 12. Montel Goodwin finished with 12. Then you go down to Kellyon Williams. He had 10 all in the first half. So you have 3 in double figures for your sophomores. The other 2 that didn't get in double figures were mighty close. Daniel Norrell with 8, and Elliot Sentence finished with 7. For the supporting cast, Thompson had 8, Jones with 4, Diallo with 12. So you have 3 Mineral Area College Cardinals with 12 points and 4 in double figures. Along with the rest of the guys, Morgan finished with 4. And Giovanni Harrell finished with 4 points in that one. And Mac wins both the first and the second half. Extends the lead up to 12 at one point there in the final few minutes. A couple of plays down the stretch made it single digits. But nonetheless, Mineral Area goes to 25-5 overall. Or 25-4 overall, rather. And now they improve to 5-2. Inside the MCCAC, and that puts them tied with State Fair. And guess where they're going on Saturday? Ding, ding, ding. Price is right. They are going to Sedalia on Saturday. Both the men and women will close out the regular season on the road against the State Fair Roadrunners this Saturday. And we will have that doubleheader for you starting around 4:50 Saturday afternoon. And Mac has to win out to give themselves an opportunity to win the MCCAC. When you look at the Region 16 standings, Three Rivers 6-2, Mac at 5-3, now 6-2, and they'll move up to 6-2 along with Three Rivers there. St. Louis Community College falls to 11-16 overall, now 0-8 in MCCAC play. So Mineral Area College gets it done for both sophomore nights for the men and women's team. They get the victories a few nights ago for the ladies and tonight for the five sophomores on the squad this evening. Those five sophomores: Joshua Trent out of Chicago, Illinois, Montel Goodwin from Memphis, Tennessee, Kellyon Williams from Conakry, Guinea, oh, I hope I said that one right, Elliot Sentence from Whetstone, England, and Daniel Norrell from Clarksville, Tennessee. All those guys had a great performance, and the head man of the Cardinals going to join us now on our post-game show, Coach Luke Strege, set to join us. Let's get him set up with a headset. Here you are, Coach, if you want to throw that bad dog on. So a pretty solid game for you guys, if nonetheless consistent. You got the job done, so how are you feeling?
I'm worn out, but they just found a way to win. We didn't play well. As a team, we didn't really play well. But, like, they're really hard. I talked about this before the game. Like, they can really make shots. And you look at them as a group, you know, you just kind of it's hard to – we just didn't play well early. And then they figured out ways to get fouled in the second half, get to the free throw line, and win games. These kids are just smart, and they figured out ways to win games, led by our sophomores. And at this point of the year, it's just survive and advance and just find a way to win by one. You know, we were winning by six at half, and I got into them a little, a lot for me, because we just weren't playing well. But, yeah, we were up six, so, like, I finally said to Greg, but we're winning. And this, at this time of year, you just got to find ways to win, and our guys are winners. They're winners in life. They're winners on the court. Love them, and they found a way to win.
How do you build that atmosphere, or is that something that you can't even build?
No, so that's not me. That's them. That's in them. That's instilled in them from their parents or their coaches that they've had. There's no entitlement in this group. They're unselfish. They play together. They love each other. The group, if you see one, you see like eight of them because they're really tight. We were talking about one of our players was at another school last year. He said that there were these groups, and they would travel in groups, and the groups didn't interact. That doesn't happen here. These 13 guys are together all the time, and they've built that. I've had nothing to do with that. They've built that, and, man, what a group.
I thought a big spark for you there in the second half. Trent, maybe a little bit of early foul trouble slowed him down, but yeah. His aggressiveness, drawing the fouls and getting to the line, and then Daniel Norrell stepping up in the second half, both sophomores.
Yeah, Daniel Norrell's just one heck of a player. I'm telling you.
I waited all game for him to take a charge, and he finally got one.
Man. I mean, he's better at that than anybody I've ever seen. So let's talk about our five sophomores, because tonight is really about them. I thought the guy that really got us going early was Kellyon Williams.
Oh, absolutely.
He was very aggressive. His athleticism really could show in this basketball game where they had trouble matching up with that. He was really aggressive. Joshua Trent is our engine. When he goes, we go. And in the second half, he kind of sparked us by getting to the foul line. You're exactly right. Montel Goodwin made some really big shots. He shot it in. I thought overall he just kind of struggled to get it going a little bit. But when you need a shot, Montel Goodwin's going to make a shot for you. Daniel Norrell for us is our heart. Okay? And that is really hard to measure. But the way that he defends – and the effort that he puts in every single day, and the his willingness to sacrifice his own body to win basketball games is, I can't replace that. Like, we will miss that for the rest of my coaching career until we can find somebody like that, and I don't know if we ever will. And then Elliot Sentence is a kid who won at a high level last year and who came here because he wants to go to Hutch. It's about winning for Elliot. And Elliot made big shots. He did a good job defending, too. He's our leading rebounder. He's a guard that we've asked to play at a four spot and be our leading rebounder, and he's done it. And all five of those kids have sacrificed their own achievement for the team achievement to win games. We're 25-4. And that is from those five guys. It starts with those five guys. Because early in the year, they set the tone that winning is important. It's not about recruiting. It's not about my next stop. There is no vision for these guys beyond the next game. And I've tried to teach that early, but I didn't really have to push it because they're not thinking ahead. It started with those five sophomores. I'm just so lucky to have those five kids. And this next game... this game was really, really important for me. I was more nervous for this game than I've been for a long time. This next game is so important because if we win this next game, these 13 guys go up on that wall. And for the rest of my coaching career here at MAC, for the next 87 years that I'm a coach here, I'll be able to sit in practice and daydream and look up at that wall and see those 13 names on that wall. And this group, led by these sophomores, they're just such a special group of kids. It means so much to me that they're successful, and I know they will be. But this next game puts them up there for the rest of their lives, and I want that for them more than anything.
It sounds like tonight you wanted this for them, and I imagine they're going to want that not only for themselves but maybe for you as well on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, they're all about winning. And we just said something real quick. It's not it's not that's awesome. It's not about it's not my team or our team anymore. It's their team now. We're into the season where they have to coach themselves and they have to step up themselves. And man, they're just they're a great group.
So we'll stay with one game at a time. State Fair on Saturday.
Yeah.
We know all about it, but tell me a little bit about State Fair from your perspective.
Well, we haven't watched them recently, but we did play them a while ago. Very dynamic, athletic guards, a really good big kid in Clint Robinson. Two guards that are almost impossible to stay in front of, so you've got to find ways to guard those two. And then they have some depth as well. They're athletic. They're long. They kind of play like us, too, where they play four smaller players and a five-man. And then any game on the road in this region is almost impossible. Like, it's really, really hard to win games on the road. But this team is 15-2 on the road. They figured it out. This is their team now. All right, I'm going to go on vacation. I've heard Lake of Ozarks is close because it's their team now, and it's going to start tomorrow. And they're going to carry us as far as we can go, and I'm just going to come along for the ride.
Coach, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for joining us on our post game, and tell the team thanks for putting on a show
for us
tonight.
Thank you. You're so much better looking than the other guy that's usually here, so I appreciate you being here today.
Oh, and I know he's listening tonight, so I'm going to get a text about that one. Thanks, Coach. That was Coach Luke Strege of the Mineral Area College Cardinals. And, Glenn, I know you're listening. We just had a Demetrius Harris bobblehead delivered to the table. That's what the break was in the delay of that. So when it was all said and done, both the ladies and the men win on sophomore night for 2015-2016 rosters. And the five sophomores, Yashua Trent, Montel Goodwin, Kelyon Williams, Elliot Sentence, and Daniel Norrell win for the final time on their home floor. But both the MAC men and women will travel to Sedalia on Saturday to take on State Fair. And we will have that game for you around 4:50 Saturday on regional radio. As for us, that's going to conclude our broadcast tonight. I have to say thanks to Coach Luke Strege and everybody in charge at Mineral Area College for hosting us all season long, making it a great experience as well. But I imagine this is not the last chapter for this team. It's going to continue to roll along. I say thanks to Christian Cooper for engineering and operating back at the studio. Thanks for Glenn Johnson for putting me in the seat here tonight. He's a little under the weather. I'm sure you'll hear him on Saturday. So for me, I'm Greg Armbruster. I had to call for you tonight. Till next time, be good or be good at it. At least keep it tuned to regional radio. We'll see you.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes a throat roll! Whether you're craving pork, chicken, or beef, there's no meal that compares to Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. From old-fashioned center-cut ham, barbecue pork steaks, chicken and dumplings, round steak, beef liver and onions, golden fried catfish, and much more.